flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier today, this is sort of more looking forward into the draft. You tweeted out around 11:30 today, Titans president of football operations, Chad Brinker, at today's press conference to introduce GM Mike Borgonzi. We won't pass on a generational talent with the first pick in the NFL draft. If you had to guess, not holding your feet to the fire per se, but if you had to guess, who do you think that generational talent might be? Or do you have any intimations as to which way the Titans would be going?
The defensive lineman from Penn State or the wide receiver cornerback from Colorado. That quote told me that they are not locked in to take a quarterback at one. That is not what New England wanted to hear. That quote today.
Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Ted Johnson, Fitzy. Fitzy was very disappointed. I'm sorry, one more time, Fitzy?
That is not what they wanted to hear.
Oh my goodness, that was quite a that was a very visceral reaction by Fitzy. Yeah, it was Mayo-esque, is what it was.
That's not what they wanted to hear. I actually view it a little bit differently. Call me crazy.
Oh,
so they have the fourth pick in the draft. Last I checked, because they had to win the last game of the season.
Yeah,
they
correct.
Desperately had to go out there and win the last game.
Uh-huh.
So they could have had the first pick, and none of this would have been an issue. But instead, they're like, we're gonna go out there and win this one. So they got the fourth pick. Which is, again, malfeasance. That is malfeasance.
Is that your word you used at the time?
I don't know.
It's a good word.
Real good word.
Yeah, malfeasance.
They said it in the office. So that's how I know it. But so they have the fourth pick. It's a two-quarterback draft, correct?
Well, yeah, if that. I like two of the quarterbacks, yeah.
All right. You never know what's going to happen.
Not everybody likes Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. I like both, though.
But it seems like it's probably a two-quarterback draft, meaning they're going to get overdrafted. So even in most years, they shouldn't go 1-2. They might go 1-2 this year. So if Shedeur Sanders goes 1, Cam Ward goes 2, and Travis Hunter goes 3, you still have the fourth pick, right? New scenario, Travis Hunter goes 1, Shedeur Sanders goes 2, Cam Ward goes 3. The same three guys are off the board. Who cares what the order is?
Okay, I thought you were going to say something different because you could spin it into a positive.
This is what I'm saying. I just think it's the same thing.
If
you had the third pick, it'd be more damning.
What if one of the quarterbacks falls and now you're on the board at 4 and somebody wants to move up for a quarterback?
Same thing.
So, not same thing. We thought they were out of reach for that to trade back and really get a haul for a quarterback.
You won't get as much as the first pick because clearly that player's sliding down for some sort of reason.
But you're going to get more moving down for a quarterback at 4 than you would if somebody wanted to come up the board for Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Yeah, but I just think that I don't know.
You don't think it changes anything?
Not at all. I don't know what the hubbub is about. As long as the stock is still high enough on Sanders and Ward for them to go in the top 3, then we're still having the same conversation at 4.
The idea is there's a generational prospect in the draft, which I don't know that I agree with. Who do you think he's talking about? Who's a generational prospect? Is it Hunter? Is it Abdul Carter? Is it somebody else? Like, who's he even talking about?
Both. Although, if you're
they're both generational prospects?
I mean, one guy looks like a freak show defensively, like Micah Parsons, and the other guy is a two-way player the likes we've never seen.
Who are you taking? I know you were a Travis Hunter guy. Are you still a Travis Hunter guy?
Yeah, I am. I'd take Travis Hunter, but, I mean, I'd be pretty happy with Carter also.
I would take Travis Hunter over Abdul Carter. I initially poo-pooed Abdul Carter. I watched him against Notre Dame. That was hard to ignore.
Yeah.
That was real hard to ignore. So I'm more open to that.
But, like, the thought that both of them were going to be available at 4, I don't think anybody really considered.
Well, but one of them could be.
Well, one of them still could be.
Yeah, but what?
And also, if you're the Titans,
but they both
don't
could
you
be,
just say stuff?
But Keith, they both could be gone, is my point. Like, if the quarterback's not going at one, maybe it goes Hunter, Abdul, Carter, and now you miss out on both. I think that's what people like Fitzy are afraid of, I think.
No, I guess that's not ideal. But also, there could be other teams trading up that are over you, 2 and 3, to take the quarterback, which would push either Hunter or Carter down. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. Maybe no quarterbacks will go in the top three. And then you're like, what the hell? And then you're like, those guys just keep dropping. That's possible. A lot of times things change.
Yeah, what if these quarterbacks are Kenny Pickett? I've seen that comp before.
The stock changes,
where no one loves these quarterbacks and they don't go in the top four. And now who are you taking? The quarterbacks are going after you. Like, who? Like
BHA?
That would be problematic. Do you go BHA? You probably go best
possible.
You
probably just have to go best possible.
Yeah, I think you probably do.
No, but that's possible, and we've seen many years where January 20th or 23rd, what we think the draft might look like versus April 23rd, what the draft might look like. I mean, there was a time, I think, right after the season ended back in, like, 2018, they're like, you think Baker Mayfield will be a first-round pick? You're like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, might go in the 20s. Next thing you know, he's a first overall pick.
So, like, things change. But
I think Jaden Daniels, at this point in the process a year ago, was certainly not going ahead of Drake May. I'm not sure he was going in the top 10 at this point a year ago.
Do you think also Tennessee could just be saying stuff to throw stuff around?
Yes. I
mean, GMs are going to say whatever they want.
So
and also,
I think this could be, you know, sort of going out there playing games, trying to throw people off the scent. Oh, you know what? Tennessee really loves Travis Hunter, and it's gamesmanship. Maybe they think they can move down a spot or two.
Also,
somebody else can come up and get Travis Hunter. We'll still get our guy at three. It could 100% be gamesmanship.
Or
yes.
If you're Tennessee, let's say, hypothetically, they love Shedeur Sanders. They love him. Couldn't they say he's a generational talent?
Well,
like,
sure.
If you take a guy at one, you're like, I think he's a generational talent. He may not be, but in our eyes, we view him as a generational talent. That's fine, too. Like, if you don't think the player at number one is a generational talent, you should get the hell out of number one. You shouldn't even take a guy at number one.
I do think the lesson here is exactly what you said, Keith. Week 18 malfeasance. You needed the number one pick. You screwed that up. And if you went into that week knowing that you were going to move on from Jerod Mayo, I think it's clear they knew it. Like,
they should be picking.
They fired him an hour after the game.
Yeah.
So they knew. They
already have the whole thing written out.
Press release,
like,
ready to go.
To that.
Like,
yeah.
The whole thing was ready. They probably already hired Vrabel at that point, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and
they
McDaniels.
Probably already had a wink and a nod agreement with Vrabel and McDaniels and everybody else. If you knew all that, you should have fired Mayo before the game. You should have. And I've heard people say this. Curran said this to us, and it's a fair counterpoint. Why wouldn't you keep Mayo there? Well, you think Mayo has the power to coach people up? If everybody thinks he's so bad, why would you be worried about his ability to coach people up?
I guess, but when both teams are just so bad, or the Bills are just throwing the game, you can manipulate it a little bit better.
And when your coach is just, he's not on board with what the organization wants because he wants to give you a middle finger, that's
but
just
Texans
a dangerous spot.
2 years ago.
Thank you. It's a dangerous spot to be in.
Yeah.
So it puts that whole decision back under a microscope. You should have fired Mayo before you got to week 18. And the fact that you butchered that, you're going to pay for it in some way, shape, or form. Fitzy, I know you don't want to hear it, but you're going to pay for it in some way, shape, or form. Screwing it up in week 18. I'm sorry, Fitzy. You are.
Yeah.
So are you worried at all about not getting your generational prospect at number four? Keith makes a good point.
I think it's the same. I think
if they were already going at three, Hunter or Abdul Carter, you were going to get the leftovers at four anyway. Are you as concerned as Fitzy is there and as Adam Schefter made it sound?
Now, there's always a chance of trades. Everybody loves trades. But right now it goes Titans, Browns, Giants in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You could make a strong case that all three need quarterbacks.
They all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure they're all drafting one, but they all need one. Yeah.
But they all need one is my point. And so if in some order, even without trades, two of those teams take a quarterback, one takes this generational talent, whether it's at 1, 2, or 3, sitting there at four, you still have the ability to take either Hunter or Carter, best toss available, or trade down. Like, you can still do all of those things.
You can.
Because I heard the reaction of Fitzy. I saw some of the reaction online when they posted the clip from WEI Afternoons.
I can't unhear the reaction from Fitzy.
It's going to haunt my dreams. But I was like, yeah, okay. If they were picking third, that's a different story. Because you're like, no, this is supposed to go receiver. Then you get to pick the best non-quarterback in the draft. Oh, I'm sorry. It was supposed to go quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to pick whoever you want. But you're picking fourth. You already screwed yourself a month ago.
Okay. You played yourself, as a wise man once said. You played yourself.
Yeah, you did.
So there you go. Your thoughts on the Patriots and whether or not they're too far away from getting the quote-unquote generational prospect Adam Schefter was discussing yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, and Chad Brinker, the personnel chief there in Tennessee, brought up earlier in the day. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. If you have 30 seconds of pros and cons for the Patriots, their coaching staff, you can weigh in with those. We'll put you on the clock, just like myself and Rich Keefe went on the clock earlier today.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keith, you want to recap the highlights of your pros and cons of this coaching staff real
quick? Yeah, basically, Vrabel is a real NFL coach. He's going to command respect from everybody on the team around the league. Josh McDaniels has called plays for nearly 20 years. Terrell Williams seems like he's going to coach the defense with a little bit of snarl and nastiness, which they have lacked over the last couple of years. Cons would just be these guys seem to all be just handed the job. You weren't even really open to any other possible new ideas. And Josh McDaniels, he had 8 seasons as a play caller without Tom Brady, and only 2 of those offenses were good.
Not good. So I agree with a lot of those. There's some overlap. I do like the facial hair on the coaching staff. I think they're bringing beards back strong.
You'd say real handsome staff?
Well-manicured beards going on.
Good-looking dudes?
I'd say it's a fairly...
Could we get like a Patriots coach's calendar?
Maybe. Yes.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but eventually. I don't think they have 12 hires yet, but yeah, you could do that.
There's got to be some guys on the staff that we don't even know about.
You got to build up to Jeremy Springer. You can't do that in
January. Did you see this news about Stretch? John Stretch Stryker that they got?
No.
How do you say his last name?
Stryker.
Stryker. Andy Hart just retweeted the Rams writer, Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McVay confirms that John Stretch Stryker is headed back to work with Mike Vrabel in New England. Laughing, he said, Stretch, quote, broke his heart with the news. Stryker was a huge influence on McVay's improved situational and game management this year.
Okay. As it's been told, he is the Ernie Adams for Mike Vrabel. Although we were told...
Well, if he's working with McVay.
Who was the guy? Like, Mayo had a guy, too.
Yeah, that guy was great. Obviously.
Why can't I think of that guy's name?
Kick Rothstein, the point.
Evan Rothstein.
Thank you.
Kick the point.
So like
we could win the game with a 2. Don't do it. Kick the point. Overtime.
So, you know, all these dweebs are not created equal, but that's his. So I'm looking forward to the facial hair on staff. The visor with Josh McDaniels, not so much. I think you overlooked those, Keith.
Yeah.
Again, Andy Hart, LPGA golfers. That's kind of...
Pretty much. Chip Kelly.
That's kind of where visors come in.
My guy Chip Kelly does wear a visor.
I did purposely ignore Chip Kelly. It's a good point. So we'll get to your thoughts. 617-779-7937. Russ in Springfield wants to weigh out of the Pats draft. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, guys. I actually got a quick trade idea. So let's say Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter go 1 and 2. Let's say Cam Ward goes 3. I would trade down with the Las Vegas Raiders and draft Ted McMillan. What do you guys think?
I mean, I like a receiver. I would rather them trade for or sign a receiver than draft Tet McMillan.
It's starting to look like the best scenario because, like, I like Luther Burden in the draft. He's going to go in the teens, maybe 20s. So if that's a receiver I like, then maybe you trade back in late in the first round. I think there are veteran receivers you can go get. I'm an advocate for trading down, though. I am.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But trading just down to 6.
Not far enough.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I'm up there, I would just... I guess it depends on if Travis Hunter's available or not. I'm not sure there's another receiver I would take in this draft in the top 15. Like, let's say you trade somewhere, you're still in the top half of the draft. I'd be happy with Hunter because there's a lot of versatility, and you can figure out ways to use them. It's just straight up Tet McMillan there. I don't know. Because then I wonder if that also prevents them from being aggressive in the trade market or the T. Higgins market.
Right, exactly.
They might be like, listen, we have a lot of needs. You know, because as Elliot Wolf said about Jalen Polk, we thought he was going to be a plug and play.
We thought he was plug and play.
Whoops.
Turns out he was not.
Yeah.